Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. I am thrilled that you are here with us on this beautiful Wednesday morning. It's hump day. I trust that things are going well where you are. Let me move my phone. It's making a noise in my microphone. And oops. And I dropped it. yeah, that's what happens when you have these really, really spacious studios. There's room for everything, even a cell phone that there's not room for. Anyway, we are a few hours removed from the Florida primary. The only, I think, surprise people, and wasn't really a surprise, is that current U.S. Rep. Ross Spano in Congressional District 15 has lost his primary. He was in some trouble because of a campaign snafu, apparently, that he has owned up to and apologized to and fixed. However, it's just... some of those things are hard to come back from, especially when Matt Gaetz of Florida, a U.S. rep, actually endorsed his opponent. So it was. So we're going to see how that works out. If the if his opponent can actually win in the general election in November, and I think that that's really the only thing that's of any note. As it pertains to the national picture. Now, here in Tampa, Hillsborough County, where I live, there was a contestable, I'll put it that way, sheriff's race on the Republican side between Chad Cronister. Chad Cronister is the current sheriff of Hillsborough County, and his opponent, Charles Broswell, I believe his name is. And that was a pretty hotly contested race, and there may be fallout from that race, having to do with election not fraud, but election misconduct, having to do with some signs and the like. Let's go. Yes, back to the representative in Congressional District 15, the race I was just talking about, which is some of Eastern Hillsborough County and Western Polk County. It looks like Ross Spano has lost that race. Hang on a second, and I'll get you the numbers for the elections. You would think that I would have that up, right? you'd think I'd have that up, right? But you know. You know how it is. I can't get you the numbers right this very second. But anyway, we have some problems with that, with the sheriff's election, because there was some pictures of some campaign signs that were destroyed. We don't know when those signs got removed or destroyed. We don't know. But it is problematical, because of course, what you can't do is you can't tear down signs. If signs are put somewhere where they're illegal, that would be different. But you can't tear down signs. You can't tear down the signs, especially of your opponent, and put your signs in their place. Yes, Scott Franklin has won the Florida 15th Congressional District. There you go. Vern Buchanan, a name you might know, an incumbent, is headed back to, looks like he is headed back, he may be headed back, I don't see where he's going to face a Democrat opponent. Let's see here. Yes, he is. He's going to face Margaret Good in the 16th Congressional District. Greg Stube, the Republican, is headed back to the general election in the 17th District to face Alan Ellison. Brian Mast, who's really a cool guy, is headed back to face Pam Keith in the 18th Congressional District. Byron Donalds is headed to the general election in Florida's 19th Congressional District, a black Republican against Cindy Bunai. So that ought to be awesome, because of Francis Rooney withdrew, who was the incumbent in Florida's 19th. So this is a name that you're going to have to watch, Byron Donalds. So that'll be exciting. That will be very exciting. Laura Loomer. Where do you know that name from? You know that name because Laura Loomer was, I don't want to say journalist, but a TV personality. And political activist. Laura Loomer is an American political activist, internet personality noted for her far-right politics and commentary. There you go. She was a reporter on the Rebel Media website, and so you've probably seen a lot of her videos. She actually won the Republican primary. Also, some birds outside. Actually, won the Florida primary and is headed into the general election against incumbent Lois Frankel for the Florida 21st Congressional District. I don't know how that's going to work. Ted Deutch, Florida's 22nd Congressional District Democrat, went unopposed on the Democrat side and will face James Pruden in the general election in Florida's 22nd Congressional District. And unfortunately, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, after being out in the 23rd, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the incumbent, is won her primary and will be facing, let's see here. Oh, it's going to be a runoff between Michael Kroesk and Carlos Spaulding. Looks like. So we'll see how that works out. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is headed back to the general election, as is Frederica S. Wilson in Florida's 24th Congressional District. She'll be facing Lavrin Spicer. We'll see how that works out. Let's see here. Mario Diaz-Balart is the incumbent in Florida's 25th Congressional District as the Democrat primary was canceled. This is in South Florida. So they might just send it, they might just send him back and they'll just call it even, and the 25th Congressional District Democrats will try it again next year, I guess. All right. Donna Shalala. Donna Shalala, who was in the Clinton administration, and she was also the president of the University of Miami, the incumbent in the Florida 27th District, will face Maria Elvira Salazar in the general elections as far as the U.S. Rep elections go, and that was kind of decided yesterday. Well, you know, here's the deal, kids, before we go on to the story of the day, here's the deal. The deal is very simply this. I know that Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris. I understand that what we see, Joe Biden looks infirm. I don't know if he is or not. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on the internet. I don't know. I hope not. Because what it looks like with him is terrible. That would be awful. If he was in that condition, it'd be terrible for him, and it'd be terrible for Jill Biden, her, you know, his wife, and his family. It would be just awful. So I'm not going to. You probably already seen that. I don't participate in the jokes. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's something that we need to campaign on. There are enough issues, and we'll talk about some of those issues. For sure, here in a few minutes. But just because all those things seem to be true, nothing is a lock. Nothing. Nothing is a lock. Here's the deal. I'm a big fan of Bobby Bowden and Florida State football. And when Bobby was, you know, when Florida State was in his heyday, Bobby was asked, why did you keep throwing the ball? When it was obvious that your opponent, it was obvious that you had won the game. Well, and he tells a story about when he was a young coach and he let his foot off the gas, and then the other team came back and beat him. The idea is that, you know, you never want to let your foot up off the gas. You want to run your offense. And the other thing is that when he puts his second and third string in, you know, those mama and daddies show up at the game wanting to see their kids do well. What do you tell those kids? Not to play? You tell your second and third string, they may not get a chance to play very often. You put them in a game and you tell them not to play? No, you keep your foot on the gas the whole time. And it would be a mistake to let up right now. It would be a huge mistake to let up and to take a sigh of relief. You know, it would be a mistake. Let me give you another football analogy, because you know me, I love football analogies. It would be like if you had the New England Patriots playing, I don't know, Liberty University in football. And Liberty University put in their new quarterback, number 22, Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie now. Should the Patriots defense let up? No, not at all. Not at all. You just keep playing. You keep playing like you've been playing. If you're up by 10, keep playing like you've been playing. If you're up by 20, keep playing like you've been playing. If you're up by 60, keep playing like you've been playing. Make them stop you. Folks, we need to keep playing like we've been playing. We're we're winning. We're winning big in a lot of places. Keep playing like you've been playing. We'll be back with the stories of the day right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the program. If you've not been to the website, you need to go to the website, because the Morning Report is a production of fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. Love to see you at the website. There's some cool stuff there. I have been culling and gathering. You know, some of those videos that you get sent in Facebook, most of them, frankly, are trash. They are. They're either old, and you're just wondering, did you just see this? This is only 8 weeks old. You know, some of them are old, but some of them are actually very good. And I've been pulling them together. And they're actually on the website in Fight Back Underground. So sign up for Fight Back Underground. And they're actually on the website. Do you want to check? You want to check that out for sure. All right. Let's get it popping, baby. You know, it's interesting. They tell me, because I ain't watching, and I'm not going to watch, and you can't make me watch. It had to be a scene like from Clockwork Orange, where you have these things in my eyes, and you hold my eyes open and make me watch it. Very well. The Democrat convention. I'm just not going to. I don't care. I don't care what Michelle Obama says. I don't care. I just don't. I don't care what Joe Biden says. God bless you, doctor. You've got a bunch on your plate right now. I don't really care, and I don't care what John Kasich said. I didn't care what John Kasich said when he was running for president. I didn't care then. Why the hell would I care now? While he's on the dip, he was. Now this is important. This is important for y'all, because I know that a lot of your friends were like, well, Kasich seems reasonable. I like him. He seems reasonable. Reasonable. Kasich is a fool. Let me help you. John Kasich is a fool. John Kasich seems like he wants to appease the violent left while trying to maintain a position of almost neutrality. Because what we know, and this is, and write this down. I know I'm like that teacher in school was trying to emphasize a point to give you a leg up on a test question. Write this down. There is no middle. There is no middle. And these times are erasing the middle. You can't be on the fence. You are either for or against. And this is and this is an uncomfortable place for a lot of people who have not been involved or who don't understand, who think that now they can still take some from column A and column B. But you can't do that in anything. Christians are finding out that you can't be a lukewarm Christian. You got to be all in or all out. And it's better to be all out than lukewarm. Christians know that. And our politics are becoming the very same way, folks. The very same way. You've got to be basically all in to save the Republic, or you've got to be on the other side. Because the other side, the violent left, the people who are protesting in Portland, people who are protesting in Seattle, the people who are protesting in Chicago and other major cities around the around the country, are not trying to find middle ground people. I'm just going to let you know, they're not trying to find middle ground. And any of your so-called Republican friends who are still trying hard to find that middle ground, that sweet spot, it doesn't exist. So this play by the DNC to run a bunch of Republicans across their stage, I use that term metaphorically, at their convention, to sort of put the thought in the air that there are reasonable Republicans. And that Donald Trump is really losing his influence amongst reasonable Republicans. Well, the fact of the matter is that the Republicans that they are rolling across their stage, other Republicans have discounted a long time ago. John Kasich is one of them. And there were others. You know, so this idea that important Republicans are rejecting Donald Trump. No, they're not. You know, I mentioned to you guys a while ago that the left is, and the media is trying to create a narrative of inevitability. It's inevitable that he'll lose. You know, John Kasich is not part of the Republican base now. He might have been during the Bush's time in office. He might have been. He is no longer. I'm going to say it. The Republican Party, in a sense, has been radicalized. And that's okay. Parties change. That has been radicalized. And it's been radicalized right now for a very good reason, because the left has been radicalized. And you're like, what are you talking about, Willie? They haven't been radicalized. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gets a minute to speak at the DNC. A minute. They gave her 60. We talked about that here on the show last week, a minute to speak. And she takes that minute thanking all of the violent left in Portland and Seattle and around the country. And then finishes it up by seconding the nomination of Bernie Sanders. Ladies and germs, the Democrat Party has been radicalized. When the Democrat House and Senate put on kente cloths and bow and take a knee to appease Black Lives Matter, not in solidarity with the George Floyd family, to take a knee, to bow in appeasement of BLM. They've been radicalized. And that particular group of Democrats, old white Democrats, are scared witless of BLM and the Soros money and open societies. They are scared witless. They see it coming. They're just hoping that they're the last people eaten. So this whole thing that parading a bunch of rhinos across the virtual stage at the Democratic Convention is going to create this narrative of inevitability that Trump is losing this Republican base is ridiculous. This past weekend, there was a boat parade here in Florida that may set a world record. As a matter of fact, the Guinness Book of World Records is going to investigate and do their research to make sure that this is a world record in a boat parade. Are you kidding me? There's another rally set up for a car rally. This is because they can't have regular rallies. At least not right now. So people are holding their own Trump rallies. Some of these things aren't being broadcast on television, obviously. But this whole atmosphere of inevitability that Trump is losing his base, and it is solidified by parading people like John Kasich across the virtual stage of the DNC, is ridiculous, outrageous, ridiculous, and useless. I don't know who they're trying to convince. I think they're just trying to convince themselves, frankly, because the idea is that there's no way, really, that this is actually happening. They know they're losing. They're just trying to not lose as big as they're, as could be possible. What do you think? Send me an email at wls860@gmail.com, wls860@gmail.com, or go to www.fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. Scroll down to the contact widget at the bottom of the page. Write your name, email address in, and send a comment. Love to hear from you. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages.
If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why My Florist is not a website or phone number. My Florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you ever so much for spending some time with us this morning. It is Wednesday, and I trust that you have a great weekend planned. If you don't, plan one now. Just plan one. Go ahead and enjoy it. Speaking of trying to create an atmosphere of inevitability, we see that with what was going on actually at the DNC, and we also have seen it in the press in a Red State article entitled "Dazed and Confused Media." That was almost the song for my graduating class, and I think it was. I think we had "We May Never Pass This Way Again" and "Dazed and Confused" that we got to choose from. I'm pretty sure we voted as a class of teenagers for "Dazed and Confused." I'm pretty sure as a group of teachers and administrators, they said no. So it was "We May Never Pass This Way Again" by Seals and Crofts. The media reports 150 times more negative news on Trump than on Biden. Yeah, but we knew that. And the article was written by Mike Miller. On today's episode of Try to Contain Your Shock and Amazement, a new study found that a so-called mainstream media reports 150 times more negative news about Donald Trump than Joe Biden. Shocked? Yeah, me neither. The study was conducted by our friends at the Media Research Center, the results of which were released last Monday, found that from June 1st to July 31st, in 2 months, America's Big Three evening newscasts, ABC, CBS, and NBC, spent 512 minutes of airtime on Trump, 9 more times than the 58 minutes allotted to Biden. Newsbusters says it's worse than that. The airtime devoted to Trump consisted of almost entirely of anchors and reporters criticizing the president. During these 2 months, our analysis documented 668 evaluative statements about the president, 95% of which, 634, were negative, versus a mere 5% that were positive. Using the same methodology, we found very few evaluative statements about Joe Biden, just a dozen, two-thirds of which, or 67%, were positive. Do the math. And viewers heard 150 times more negative comments about Trump than Biden. That's not news reporting. That's negative advertising campaign in action. And again, folks, friends, comes back to the very same thing. The media, the DNC, the violent left is trying to create an air of inevitability. And some of your friends are completely bought in, sold out. Hell, some of mine are completely bought in, sold out. Completely sold out to the whole thing. Negative advertising campaign in action. Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if CBS, ABC, NBC, along with CNN and MSNBC, deduct Trump reporting as in-kind contributions on their respective corporate tax forms. And they should, possibly. Moreover, liberal media lapdogs do their bias best to portray Biden as a moderate. Again, because the idea is, and that's the whole Kasich thing, that these are the moderates. These are the people who are trying to find the middle ground. But the New York Times says that Kamala Harris is a pragmatic moderate. A pragmatic moderate? Kamala Harris? The obvious 800-pound gorilla in the room, as Newsbusters wrote, Biden's various policy proposal, which led by his own admission, would take the administration farther to the left than the very liberal Obama administration, received a meager 5 minutes, 22 seconds of airtime. Not 1 second of which included any critical analysis from any journalist. Use that word very loosely. And of course, Bernie Sanders, who was endorsed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez last night in the Democrat convention. I mean, I'm not endorsed, but she's second in the nomination because mathematically he's not out of it, I guess. Bernie Sanders says that Joe Biden would be the most progressive president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Why? Because Biden is bought off on all of Bernie Sanders and AOC's and Elizabeth Warren's stuff. Meanwhile, just last week, Biden and Harris called for a, quote, nationwide face mask mandate. As reported by Brandon Morse of RedState.com. They're not explaining how it will work. Biden and Harris ran from reporters' questions like the plague 3 days in a row. Why? Because Team Biden knows full well that when faced with tough questions from the media, as if that's ever going to happen, Jamala and Miller, you know, combines their name like they do, you know, Hollywood couples. Jamala will eventually slip up and reveal exactly who and what they are. You know, they are continuing to perpetuate the tinfoil hat conspiracy theory that Trump is trying to sabotage the United States Postal Service in order to steal the election. Doesn't make much sense. Anyway, I was going to try to... My brain can't even go there. Biden tried to credit the Biden administration for the Israeli UAE peace deal brokered by the Trump administration a couple days ago. Really? Did he? How? Amazing. And when Michelle Obama talks about those kids in cages, what she knows, and this is why there is no middle ground. This is why there's no middle ground. Because what she knows is that it's her husband who built those cages. Those cages were there in 2014. And Michelle Obama knows that. See, that's the hard part. And that's a hard part for a lot of Democrats and people on the left. And that's the hard part for a lot of people who are trying to find that middle ground. Truth. Michelle Obama knows that Donald Trump didn't build those chain link enclosures, cages, and started throwing Mexican kids in them. She knows that. And so does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She knows that too. Please don't buy off that these people are just stupid or ignorant or misinformed. They're lying. And they know they're lying. Which makes it impossible to find middle. You can't find middle ground with someone who will intentionally lie. You can't find middle ground with somebody who will strap on bombs and walk into a pizza parlor and blow themselves up. You can't negotiate with that. You can't. Yes, I just compared the left with Islamic terrorists. I'm not looking for middle ground here. I'm not. All right, we got to get out of here and make room for somebody else. Listen, do us a favor. If you like what we do, tell us about it. Everybody can use a compliment, for, you know, a pat on the back every now and again. And tell, and more importantly, tell your friends about it. Please tell your friends about it. Go to the website, www.fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. Check us out. Sign up for The Underground, and that's the last you'll hear about The Underground. Check us out there. That section is growing and content is growing. Check out my friend Paul Swanson on the Swanson Report. Check that out. Check out his content. He is cranking it. The website is SwansonReport.net. It is banging. And remember that our friends Kevin and Janelle Batts at Red River TV, banging. Some of the best videos that they've done in the past month. Just banging. And of course, the ever banging friend of mine, Alfonso Rachel, is still banging it on the Zoloft. So you want to check that out too. All available on fightbackmedia.com. All right, we got to get out of here. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you.
After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.